That was the wheeled one, and Robbie doing some venting too on the infamous snow show that we had. That was the Bronc Mikey T and Rob Leonard. I thought he was going to have a stroke, and Ron was on the phone there at 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, and this is the second anniversary Motormouth Mayhem show. And
Enough of the nonsense. Move on. What do we have next?
The Mother's Day show. And this is a classic that features Ray Miranda here.
Who we happen to have in the studio.
Yes, we have him in the studio.
We're trying to keep him awake here. Ka-chuck! Clear!
We're going to call this one Ray's Collision Location Advantage and Bronc Motto.
Oh, don't forget Bronc
Motto.
Now,
Ray's across from the Huntington Townhouse.
Correct.
Which is right a very smart place to put a body shop because those people come out from the weddings.
Drunk and
the two
stupid.
Families hate each other.
Right.
They start slamming into each other. Just drive your car right across the street
just
to Ray's.
Just sit there and...
Hatfield and a McCoy.
Well, you already had some guy drive right through the front window.
That's right.
Right?
Of, of your body shop?
Yeah, body shop. Oh, yeah. Right across Jericho Turnpike.
We just finished the Maxima. Had it parked in front of the shop.
Yeah.
Two cars collided, went through the apron, hit the Maxima that we just finished.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it through the office and almost hit Billy. Put him right through the file cabinet.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cats.
Yeah. Hey, y'all sitting at work thinking you're safe.
And a woman was on her way down to pick up the Maxima. She says, I had a feeling something happened. That's why I wasn't rushing to get there.
Meanwhile, there's the old
man. She would have rushed.
There's the old man with cannoli cream all over his hands. Couldn't turn the wheel.
It was a convertible Camaro. That'll
wow.
It was a little Guido?
Big Guido.
Big Guido.
Well, listen, he parked it in the right spot.
You know what the IROC stands for?
What?
Italian retards out cruising. Oh, if you come from I got one more.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
If you're from Brooklyn, all right, it's called Italians Reeking of Cologne.
Hey, wait, I
so
resemble
you
that.
So you IROC fans out there, now you know where it came from.
On this show, we always teach them something. You can't tell them.
Well, I came up, and I just came up with a new logo before the show we were talking, and it came to light that I came up with a new phrase to describe what my purpose in life is. The more I piss off people, the happier I am.
Words to live by.
I feel sorry for those people in Reno starting next July.
You're going to get them a bumper sticker like that.
I'm going to make them. I think I can make a lot of money on this thing.
Caution, Prompt lives here now.
I'll put an IROC sign up over my garage.
Motormouth Radio, we piss off more people per capita.
Can you top us? Give us a call.
Don't call us now. Right here, this is the Mother's Day show. We're all...
Mother's Day best of.
This is true. This is the second anniversary.
Or worst of.
But putting it all into light, how are we going to sum all this up?
Oh, my gosh. There is... this was a bit that was recent, basically. It was during the spring and a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know, I just stumbled on it and I says, my God, this pretty much sums it all up. Our view.
The funny part is, I mention this to customers all the time. Women say to me, you know, well, what is it with you guys? And I said, listen, we don't grow up. That's number one. As soon as you figure that one out, you'll handle us fine.
The premise of this whole show.
It is.
Well,
number
the difference
two,
between men and boys two. Is the price of their toys.
Right. But it's also how clean their toys are.
Yeah,
but at the same time.
Sometimes I didn't care.
At the same time, it gets to the point where, and I explained to them, I said, I have got guys that like call a house.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, is Mike Solaya. Put him on the phone. You know, not hi, honey. How you doing? How are the kids? You know, it's just like, and I sit there and I said, listen, when we're little kids, what do we love the best? We either go to the woods and build a tree fort, or we go up to somebody's garage and build a fort.
Right.
We collect old TVs.
Well, you find the easiest girl on the block.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. That's why you have the fort. Nothing's changed. Okay? Nothing's changed because the bottom line is our garage is still our fort. I know guys that got gorgeous houses.
Right.
They live in the garage.
You're right. Because they want to run away from their families.
Right. When you're a kid, what's the most important thing to you? Your bicycle. Oh,
sure.
My bicycle. I had a Raleigh chopper.
Right.
And the bottom line is it's no different. It's just a motorcycle or a boat or a car now.
Because it gave you the
price of the toys.
Right. Yeah. It gave you the ability to get the heck out of the house.
Mm-hmm. The people have this great entertainment room, 50-inch TVs, whatever. Where they hide in the garage with the 13-inch TV, the fuzzy AM. Radio.
Yeah. And a broken
rabbit.
Life isn't there.
Life is good.
The only complaint I have is the old one about, you know, I want a house in Dix Hills. I want a brand new SUV. I want a built-in pool. And how come you don't spend any time with me? Gee, I don't know. I'm working 8 jobs to pay for everything.
I think I just figured out why I can't get dates.
Because they want, and you don't want to give. And what you want to give, they don't want.
And there you have it. That's it. Those were the bits. Those were the highlights of Motormouth Radio for the past year. Spent till 6 o'clock in the morning this yeah. morning. We got 3 hours sleep.
Oh, stop crying.
Oh, come on. We want to thank Chris for putting this all together.
All right.
And we want to wish everybody out there a happy Mother's Day,
and
seriously.
And to everybody all, many, many, and safe and healthy ones for all the families and all the mothers that are still with us.
That's yeah. true.
And thanks for the phone calls, because the callers really do make the show.
You betcha.
And that's what the show is for you.
Have a good week. Take care.
Happy Mother's Day.
Bye.